I didn't break that mic.
Well, good. Then fucking who else did? You were the only one fucking screaming on it like an asshole.
Hey, he would. Nobody would be quiet, man.
No,
like,
no shit. Nobody wants to hear your crap.
All right, Karen. Like,
oh, they do.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to hear what the fuck Karen Centerfold's up to.
It's fun when you're not breaking stuff, you know?
All you had to do was fucking be quiet. I would have delivered a speech to make this fucking station famous. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, you broke a mic, and now it's a problem.
It's famous now. It's a good radio show.
Is it?
But still, if you get too excited, that was an accident, but, you know, I'm sure it's fine.
All right.
From downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. All right. Leave it up a little bit. Leave it up a little bit. I like to, you know, it kind of helps to sound like a radio show. You know what I mean?
Have a little bit of music in there. How's that?
See, over here at Skid Row Studios, there's a lot of radio shows going on. And when people are in front of a mic, it's like the Casey Kasem comes out of them. I've been listening to a lot of Skid Row Studio shows, and a lot of the guests that come in here really get inspired by the surroundings of the radio station over here at Skid Row Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles. All right. And we are going to have a great show tonight because we have our friend Wiz Wars in studio. All right.
Hey
now. Okay. And joined by Jesse
yes.
Avila from
1,000 Needles.
1,000 Needles. And you guys are here to hang out and we can play some chiptune music, right?
Yep. We're yes. also we're here to promote a show we're doing too, a little festival.
Festival.
No chip thrash tonight, except I'm going to play a couple of chip thrash tunes, I guess. I don't know. But I figure it's in the same genre.
Oh, yes. Chip thrash is and chip music are the same thing. It's just chip thrash is it's harder. It's harder than most chip right. music.
It's like I feel like an old man sometimes. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, these kids today, and they're playing the music out of our Game Boys. Remember, we used to play the Game Boys, and I used to play Super Mario Brothers Land on the Game Boy. And now these kids that come out and they make music are from the Game Boys and stuff, and from the Commodore 64s, and from all the Nintendos, and now they have these little like emulator shits, and it's crazy, man. And
I'm hearing a hint of Cosby and the Puddin' Pops.
It's like Cosby. It's like Cosby with the voice of Strong Bad.
Yeah.
Yo, Taco.
We got Jeremy here.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Jeremy.
This is the boss. Shit. The boss is here.
It's Jeremy.
Hey, so I got a little story. The Hotbox Girls had a musical guest. Can't mm-hmm. remember his name for the life of me, but right. he's in here playing tracks, and I'm like, those vocals sound pretty fucking familiar. And it was Cool Skull.
Wow.
This random cool. DJ that we never saw before is spinning tracks with Cool Skull's...
oh, shit.
Cool Skull's vocals on it, and I thought that was pretty cool.
He's
you guys
back
are
in
all
LA
friends.
Now, right?
Cool he Skull is. Lives in Koreatown right now, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
have you been hanging out with them?
You know, I haven't seen him since October when he came back, but I'm going to see him Saturday or Sunday.
Hmm. Have you guys had a falling out?
No, I love that little fucker. No, he's one of my favorite people. It's just that I live all the way in Orange County now, and
he's kind of a big fucker. He's a lot taller than I am.
He's like
a little fucking giant kid or something, you know?
He's like 6'3", I think.
He's like a giant fucking, like crazy fucking all over the place fucking energy everywhere kid.
Now, I met him when he was 17, and he didn't know shit about anything. I taught uh-huh. him, like, how to make, like, kick drums in the program.
So he's your protege?
No, he's better than I am now.
Did I use that? Is that a good word to use?
Protégé.
That's a good word. Yeah. That might have been
it's
true for like 5 minutes, but then
it
he
is. Mazda.
He,
Mazda protégé.
So. Yeah.
He all of a sudden was much better than I am.
Yeah, man. Oh, so you think he's better than you?
No, Cool Skull's the shit.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, stuff's pretty rad.
Cool Skull's awesome.
You know, like I can't say that like I'm like I've been like you know, following it for all these years. Like, I just kind of got into it ever since you guys come on More Music Radio Pod over at Jeremy's house last time. Remember?
It was like last June, I think?
Yeah.
June 2011.
It was almost a couple years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was about a year and a half ago.
And you guys are fucking awesome. Like, I know 8-Bit, like the robot
group.
Rappers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they use, like, 8-Bit sounds mm-hmm. and stuff and, like, Nintendo samples and shit. And, like, they were... like really like involved in it. And actually that's how I knew of you and Cool Skull from Tony mm-hmm. and Kelly from 8-Bit or Spacey K. Robo T and Spacey K. It's pretty cool, huh? They're like robot gangster rappers. And yeah. they fucking just like rap about like fucking getting fucked up and doing coke and fucking telling people to suck their dick and talk about their fucking bat wings and fucking going to Vegas and gambling and fucking getting jumped in the gang and how it ain't no thang and fucking burning down fucking Mr. T's bowl or burning down the cave, the little cave back then. There was like a little rivalry between like Mr. T's bowl Tuesday nights and yeah. Yeah, eating cat. Fucking those guys were fucking awesome, man.
8-Bit is definitely missed.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come back, man. There's always talk every once in a while of like who knows, you know, maybe 8-Bit will come back. But those guys, like, I mean, they kind of... you got to kind of get along and like they're, I mean, you know, like Tony and Andy or Robo T and Antilog are like, brothers and stuff, you know, but you know, like Claudia's doing her thing and, Spacey K is up in Seattle and
I was about
shit.
To say, I thought one of them moved out of state.
Yeah. But, Spacey K and Robo T have been working on some new shit, man. You know what? I think I got it. I think I got some of it too. Maybe I'll play some of it, man. Let me see if I can find it. But yeah, so tonight we're going to hear some music. We're going to hear some chiptune music from some groups that are part of a festival that you're doing or something?
Frequency 2.0.
Yeah, it's Frequency 2.0 at the Smell. It's I did the first one this past June at a little venue that's no longer around called BIP.
Oh, yeah.
And
Beauty is Pain?
Yeah, well, Beauty is Pain is their shop, but the owners also had a venue that was just the initials BIP.
Oh, okay.
But they had some asshole neighbors that, even though it wasn't that loud, liked to keep calling the cops, so they had to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
So we've moved to The Smell, which is, you know, it's I did not ever expect that we would do this, The Smell, but it's two nights of...
Yeah, I mean, is there a dress code or something? Like, are they going to let somebody like me in? Like, if I go in just like slobby and shit, are they going to be like... Or that's kind of like the style now, just probably, be like a slob?
If you
walk around like a slob?
If you didn't buy your clothes at a thrift store, you probably can't go in.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I didn't. I got these at the T-shirt warehouse in Highland Park.
That's close enough.
Yeah. Right there in Figueroa and fucking York.
You're doing fine.
That's good.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're on par.
Like, yeah.
You're good.
All right, cool.
Stamp of approval.
Cool, yeah. I was going to wear like a funny rainbow scarf or something like that. You know? or wear like a stupid ass hat. Like an annoying fucking like one of those fucking Chico hats or whatever, you know, with the feather in it and shit.
Like a fedora.
Yeah. These guys, what else do these guys walk around with? Jeremy, you see these guys over at Art Walk and shit?
Yeah. Just a lot of irony, you know, because their dads are rich.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And they have like really thick, like smelly beards too. They walk around, their hair is all messed up and stuff
The mustaches.
Mustache. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's like a mustache thing.
Right?
Like people
that
twirl
handlebar
their
handlebar thing.
Handlebar. Yeah. Like
handlebar,
they want to be like
mustaches.
All Raleigh fingers and shit. And they're like in like really like pussy bands and shit. I don't know. You know? There's only like a really for us, like there's really good music happening in LA, you know? Like, fucking, we just had Manhattan Murder Mystery on a couple months ago.
I love that band.
Sassafras was on.
Bands in LA.
Dude, those guys are fucking awesome, man. And you know, like there's some good bands, you know, like Sassafras, Lightning Woodcock.
It's Casual.
Yeah, It's Casual. Yeah, Eddie Solis does a show over here on Skid Row Studios on Monday nights, Los Angeles Nista or something. LA Nista.
Yep.
I say LA Nista because I can't fucking talk. Like I'm all fucking stammering and shit like that. But like LA Nista. It's a cool little nickname or something, like Ed Solis. Like they call him Eddie. I'll say Ed. I'll just like shorten everything. Ed Solis, El Inista. You know what I mean? Monday nights. And there's a lot of fucking cool bands, you know. But like, there's like a lot of like really popular bands that are kind of like fucking. I wouldn't listen to that, would you? Like, who has that in their iPod? You know, and who has an iPod?
What's an iPod?
I got one. I'm trying to use it more. You know, I'm trying to get in with the technology and stuff that these kids are using nowadays. I have a MacBook, so it's pretty cool. All right, you know what? Why don't we play these songs? Because we're a music show as well. We like to bullshit and play music, and we're going to play some cool music from a band that we're going to play with. Actually, the Mormons are playing again, my band, and we're playing on Saturday with the Bad Town Boys. It's their record release show, and we're going to hear this song from them after this, and we'll be back on More Music Radio, Pablo Wiz Wars. All right, and Jesse Avila from 1,000 Needles. We'll be back.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go ahead, Terrace and look for the bit, the head of the pit.
We're listening to www.skidrow.la, and we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what. Yeah!
Responsibility in this, sounds like jealousy, it is. Hi, this is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562. This is the young and the beautiful Tony Whitfield of the Kids of Whitney High, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Wiz Wars. All right. We're going to have a party. All right, cool. Yeah, man. So, and also joining us is our friend Joey, former drummer and manager of the Mormons.
How you doing?
Joey, piece of history here, sitting in here. I eventually want to get every member of the Mormons in to co-host. He's going to New York, so we wanted to hang out a little bit before he takes off.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be hanging out with Wiz Wars and Jesse from A Thousand Needles. And Frequency 2.0 is happening. When is this?
This weekend.
This weekend.
It's Saturday and Sunday at the Smell.
Yep.
How late does it go till?
I just want to say 1 in the morning. It starts at 8, okay, and there's cool. 7 artists per night.
All right, cool. Because after people come and see the Mormons with the Bad Town Boys on Saturday over at the Steel Pit in Tujunga, it's going to be over kind of. I think there's only a couple bands. But then we're all going to go from there to Frequency 2.0. And just get, like, fucked up and act stupid over there.
Oh, my God.
We won't start a fight or anything. It'll be, like, entertaining stupid.
Maybe just one or two.
Make sure you drink before you get to the Smell. They have a strict no alcohol policy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But we know how to do it.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? We know how to do it. I got this, like, cell phone that it looks like a cell phone, but it's not. It's really, it carries, like, whiskey in it, my whiskey.
Well, I'll just say
where do you get that?
You know,
I think it was from the Highland Park swap meet or something like that. Nice. You know, right there across the street next from Highland Theater,
next to the real cell phone, it's like a figure of poison.
Yeah, Highland Theater, man, it's cool. I used to go there. I kind of don't want to tell anybody too because there's a lot of fucking idiots moving into Highland Park. You know, and like I kind of don't want to tell them where all the cool shit is. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, Joey? Right?
Oh, locals only.
Boo. I won't even say the F word.
Yeah. You can say the F word. We like to say that word, and people get like all offended and stuff. Like
fuck,
Valerios.
Yeah,
fallopian tube.
We don't really want to fucking make people a bundle of sticks and light them on fire. Okay, it's just a fucking figure of speech in form of expression. We mean a different thing when we say F. You know, all right.
F.
It's not like the witches' times where fucking people are burning witches, and you know, that's how they got that word. Did you hear about that? Like the word faggot is
a bundle of sticks.
Yeah, bundle of sticks.
Right.
And like, you know, when they were burning witches, like they would put witches like on a post and burn them alive and stuff like that.
So but, witches are faggots?
Well, but for gay people, they wouldn't, they were like even like worse than fucking witches. They were like fucking trash. So
they're only good for burning.
Exactly. They use them to fucking start the fire to burn. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
but we're,
it's kind of fucked up. But yeah, I mean, nobody fucking has a fucking history degree. Yeah. And is going to fucking say that word and think like, oh, or, they really want to burn them on fire. Like, it's usually said in anger or frustration, you know, or in description of something that's, you know, kind of gay. Like, you know, there's some, like, places in Highland Park, they're kind of gay now.
I think,
you know,
faggot's a friendly word. I mean, my, yeah, my gay cousin's a total faggot.
Yeah, like, yeah. I have family that are gay, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, a boutique in Highland Park is gay, man. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I feel you.
Racist or something. Also racism, too. I'm racist, too.
That's cool.
Damn, that sucks, man. It's getting old. I'm going to be like fucking Gran Torino fucking.
Korean kids. Damn you, Korean kids.
So, yeah, man, we got Wiz Wars in studio, and you are one of the kings of fucking chiptune music, and like you were well known for chip thrash music, you know? Tell me about it. There's a difference, you know? Let's school everybody. School the old dogs on the porch right now.
All right, so chiptune
history lesson.
Chiptune music is just music made with Game Boys. And, right. You know, it's basically music that's made with old video game hardware. You know, you use like a Commodore 64, a Nintendo, a Game Boy, or something to make your music. That's right. Chiptune. Chip thrash is basically really hard, really fast, like. Mm-hmm. Really fucked up chiptune music that kind of like makes you want to thrash. Yeah,
the punk of chiptune
music. It is deeper than punk. It's like
yeah, no.
It's like primordial.
Yeah. At the core of it, it's probably the punk of chiptune. But I, pretty much Cool Skull is responsible for starting the whole chip thrash thing.
Yeah, he's crazy, huh?
He is. no, he's a fucking genius. I don't know if it was his intention to start like a music movement or anything like that, but it's basically what he did.
He's like one of these fucking ultra talented fucking young people that this guy's like a fucking awesome artist.
Oh, dude, his the flyer. If you guys saw,
yeah, the flyer for Frequency is drawn by
man.
Cool Skull, and that's a image that he drew in MS Paint 2 years ago. So it's not even a good representation of what he does.
Wow. Yeah, and he just like sits there and draws and stuff. Didn't he work like as an artist, like a sketch artist at Universal Studios or something like that?
He worked at Universal Studios. His dad actually works at Disneyland.
Oh.
If you've been to Disneyland anytime recently.
Tell me who he is because me and my girlfriend got a fucking season pass. Like,
he's one of the guys.
Sold out.
You know when you go by Pirates of
Disneyland too much.
You know when you go by Pirates of the Caribbean, there's that guy drawing?
Oh, okay.
That's his dad. His
are
dad
you serious?
Does portraits of Pirates of the Caribbean.
What's his name?
Like in the ride or?
John.
Oh.
No,
John?
Outside. He's out by, there's like this staircase. And he's either there or he works.
Mexican guy, right?
Yeah, he works either there or near the pier at California Adventure.
All right.
I see, you know, I don't go as much anymore because my pass expired and I'm poor.
Uh-huh.
But when I went, I used to see him almost every time I'd go.
You know, we used to fucking, me and my buddies used to just fucking, back in the day when there was no California Adventure, this was a long time ago, it was just the parking lot and shit. Like after a certain hour, they wouldn't be collecting money for the parking. So we would just drive into the parking, get parking, go to the front gate, you know, where the exit turnstiles were. And no one's really paying attention because people are tired and shit and just bullshitting. It's the end of the night and shit. There's maybe like 4 hours left, 3 hours. And we would just go underneath the exit turnstiles, just crawl underneath and fucking just like fucking walk real fast and like blend into fucking the crowd and shit. And we'd get in like fucking free Disneyland and go on Indiana Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean and shit.
It seems like it'd be pretty easy to even still to do that because it gets so crowded.
Yeah. You know what? They're really fucking tight now, dude.
Their security's nuts. They have cameras everywhere.
It's run by the devil. That's why. Because the devil has a lock on all that shit. Like, you won't believe how much fucking pull and power that the fucking Disney company has, man. Like, they got a spell on all of us. Like, I love Disneyland. I like to go there and fucking, like, smoke weed there. You know, and get like all stoned and look at like all the little critters and stuff, like in Splash Mountain.
You have to find a little cubby hole where to smoke.
No, man, you gotta go in there and eat some fucking pop brownies.
I don't know about that.
That's the way.
Oh,
to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know what? Because you can't smoke weed. I don't want to give this away. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell people how we give how I feel really nice at Disneyland. Now think about it. I might tell people later, but I feel really nice to go ride Winnie the Pooh. You know, right after Splash Mountain.
Right
get
after
off.
Fucking Splash Mountain, exactly.
That fucking ride, that used to be the Country Bear Jamboree. Long time ago, back in the day, it was like these fucking country bears would sing and shit, and the fucking buffaloes on the wall, and the moose would fucking sing along. Yeah.
The moose are still in Winnie the Pooh in one room. If you look behind your car, you can see them up on the wall. It's an Easter egg.
Oh, okay. I got to fucking check that out, yeah, dude. Oh, man. And so Winnie the Pooh, it's pretty much like, it's his, like, he, like, hallucinates. He like fucking
he's
has
on
a
fucking
dream.
Acid.
Yeah, he's on acid. He has a dream that fucking he gets. It's his birthday and fucking he has all this honey and he gets trapped in honey and he's eating honey everywhere. Then he wakes up. It's really his birthday and all his friends have brought him jars of honey. And it is such a great. I'm like, oh man. Like, and then you go and they have a candy store, which is great because you're thinking of honey. You're like, I want some candy.
It's all manipulation. It's all mind manipulation with them. They make you think about things like honey and candy, and
buy
there's a store
candy.
Right there.
I wonder. You know, I haven't seen it, but I wonder if they have like little jars of honey, like little Winnie the Pooh style jars of honey.
I'm sure,
dude. Next time I go there, maybe which might be in a few weeks, I'm gonna see if I can buy myself some honey, and I'm just gonna eat it with my paw. I dip my paw in there, and then I'll lick my paw.
One thing about that ride that I can't get over is that when you get out, it always catches me off guard. The way they name that area, it just says Pooh Corner.
Yeah,
it's just like
Pooh Corner. Like, yeah, Pooh. I noticed that too. Yeah,
Pooh
like,
Corner.
Like, I'm like, that's hilarious. You know,
I never noticed.
Maybe just me.
Oh, shit. Hey, so, Joey, do you know, have you heard chiptune music? You know what we're talking about?
No, no.
You know how, like, 8-bit kind of does that? But these guys like, using their whole...
It's legit.
It's,
samples.
Like, legit, yeah.
But you said that. You said Chip Thrash. You sent me a text when I was asking you about the band who was going to be on. And I just went straight to Doritos. I was trying to, like, figure out how Doritos and Thrash music mixed. And
not chips like that. No, like microchips, like but now electronics.
Sound chips.
Wiz Wars is going to play some songs, man. I don't know. What time is it right now? Should we fucking... Do you want to play a song right now?
Let's
or do
something
you want
from the sampler, right?
Or do you want to hear
songs? Why don't you play some of those songs that I sent, and then when we come back from break, I can play a live set.
You know what? Why don't we listen to a fucking... Thousand Needles song.
Okay.
We're going to listen to Winter Glow right now on the More Music Radio Pod. I'm fixing it right now because I didn't have that coming up, but it's okay. We're pro here on the More Music Radio Pod. I moved it down, so now here it is, all right? And we're going to listen to 1,000 Needles, Winter Glow on the More Music Radio Pod, and we'll be back. We'll hear some music from Wiz Wars. Call in 800-893-9562, and we'll be back.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
This is Scott Rodarte from the band Olean, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
To the More Music Radio Pod at 1-800-893-9562. More Music Radio Pod. You could edit that, right?
Yeah, cool. Thanks, man.
But keep the "you could edit that" right.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Wiz Wars. All right, man. I'm having a fucking good time already, man. Yeah, I'm feeling good right now. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling good right now. You know what I mean? Feeling all good.
I'm feeling pretty good myself.
We were listening to earlier, we were listening to a Thousand Needles song's Winter Glow. That was pretty cool, man. We got Jesse from Thousand Needles in here.
Going, Jesse, guys? Jesse is the bassist and the vocalist from Thousand Needles.
Yeah, it's me.
Want to give credit where credit is due. That's dude, this is fucking awesome fucking music, man. Like, we were just talking about, like, how hard it is to use that program, LS DJ.
Yeah, LS DJ is one of the many programs to use. Yeah, it's pretty...
Yeah, that's, like, the most popular one to use? Are there others?
It's popular because all you need is a Game Boy, and it's easier to transport.
They call it the Piggy, huh? The Little Piggy?
No, that's a different program, actually.
A different thing?
The Piggy is its own program. It's for... It's for PSP, computer, and some other handheld.
But it's kind of like the same thing?
It's based off of LS DJ, but it's sample-based. It's not used.
That's what I have
on my
computer.
It doesn't use a sound chip.
You gotta use it, and I'm like, man, these kids, fuck.
Yeah, and, you know, LS DJ, you don't even need...
Are smart.
Yeah, I know. I'm just checking out.
Yeah, dude.
You could even run LS DJ on an emulator. Just use your laptop. It's even... You don't even need a Game Boy, and it sounds okay. It sounds cool.
Yeah, the laptop, I actually, most people probably don't know this, I write every single song I write on a computer. I don't write anything on my Game Boys. I just use an emulator, and then later I'll play it live.
Oh, okay.
The emulator that I use is called BGB, and it's the sound is so perfect that it sounds just like a Game Boy. So mm-hmm. I don't feel like I need to sit there and like strain my eyes staring at a tiny screen.
So it's pretty much like a thing that kind of like plays the same line over, and you could program the different lines with different sounds and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because like I remember like on my old Nokia phone, like you could make your own ringtone by you say
bit,
the note.
It's a little bit it's more kind of like that, right? Than those, but it's the same general idea.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
You can start a whole new genre.
Those, yeah,
I did Nokia the fucking Devo fucking Girl You Want ringtone. Remember that, Joey? Yeah. Joey was around back in the day when I had that phone.
I actually think those ring things to make your own ringtones back then. I think those were probably harder to write music with than like LSDJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, yeah, so I could do it. You know, I don't know. Like, I felt a little discouraged, though, because I asked, like, I'm like, well, how long do you think of it? Or, like, is it easy? I need lessons on how to do this. And you're like, well, it does take a long time.
Yeah,
I'm
it takes
like,
a little
fuck, like, but I'm going to need to find time for that. And we it's actually, like, I barely have any time to fucking scratch my balls.
Yeah. We actually use a little different system.
But I'm getting it in right now. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Now, his band uses MIDI,
Yeah,
actually.
We use MIDI.
Yeah?
We use two things. We use a piece of hardware called an Arduino Boy, which manipulates the Game Boy using Arduino microcontroller. Sorry if I'm geeking out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, what's an Arduino or manipulation? And
so it's like you plug it into your keyboard for fucking stupid fucking people like me. You plug it into your keyboard.
Yeah, you can plug
it
into your keyboard.
And then it like makes like a Game Boy sound.
Yeah,
it's like you plug in a Game Boy sound maker to your keyboard and you can play it like
that.
Yeah,
or you could sequence it using like a DAW, like Logic or whatever, or a Reason, you know, stuff like
that.
Or
Fruity Loops.
Fruity Loops. That's the
Fruity OG. Loops.
Yeah.
Fruity Loops.
And the other thing we use is a little bit of a rare piece of hardware called a MIDI NES. It's the same thing, but instead of a Game Boy, uses a Nintendo.
Oh, you guys actually have a MIDI NES?
We have a MIDI NES, yeah.
Those are
super rare.
Those are pretty rare.
So you use an actual Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, we use a Nintendo and a Game Boy in juxtaposition to the other. And it's made by a guy named Chris Kahn. He lives up north.
San Francisco,
and he makes like three a year, and a lot of people want his head on a plate because
this guy basically took a whole bunch of orders and then never sent people shit. There's like years of backlogs, a bunch of people are basically convinced that they're never going to get their shit, and they pretty much want him dead.
Yeah, they do.
Wow.
Yeah, there's all sorts of.
So he like ran off with people's money.
Yeah, but I don't think he did it on purpose.
He didn't do it. He had actually a bunch of personal problems, like there's family shit, but. Mm-hmm. Still, at the same time.
Yeah, when it comes to money, nobody wants to hear that bullshit.
Nobody wants to hear that, you like, know? I have a tough life and I can't pay my rent. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But even in the chip scene, there's drama like that. Like, pretty much a bunch of people probably would be happy if he died.
Really?
I was actually stoked when I saw in the mail. I'm like, are you serious? I thought it was like a dream. I was like, wow.
And to come into what I just said, I have no problem with the guy, actually. I like his music, and from what I can tell, he's a nice guy. But a lot of people do hate him.
Yeah. Really? Is he like a fucking tough guy or something?
No.
He's a nice guy. Like I said, he takes people's money and doesn't necessarily send product.
Are there any people in the fucking chiptune scene that are just kind of like you wouldn't think that they'd be into chiptune, like totally different kind of personality, like fucking
like
a macho fucking big tough fucking dude is all into fucking chiptune music and he's like fucking can kick anybody's ass and he's like volatile and shit. You talk shit and he fucking fight you.
If I gotta
sock you up.
If I gotta
he's
say,
like not necessarily like a nerd, he's like an ogre or something from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh shit.
If I gotta say anybody would be like that, it would kind of be. Are you guys? You know that LA scene kind of well. Do you guys know who Wet Mango is?
Yeah, dude. Oh man, that's my fucking favorite fucking song to fucking play.
Okay.
Remember you were talking about that every time you come to the fucking show.
So I actually have a funny story about that. So I did a birthday show at Paris Space a couple years ago for myself because I'm egotistical, and she was playing. And my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, came with me and she walked in and saw Christina and she's like, hey. And I'm like, you know her? And she's like, yeah, we used to work together at Borders. My wife was like basically her boss.
Uh-huh.
And she had no idea. Like Christina had told her before, oh, I'm not going to be at work because I got to go on tour. And she just thought she was in like some little band. She didn't realize that she was part of like a really big chiptune act called Sonic Death Rabbit.
Wow.
And there was like, it was just really weird that we both knew the same person like that. Like, wow, how fucking man. Small the world is. But most people who are into chiptune, like, they're kind of nerdy. So I can't think of too many, like, jock, like, assholes that...
But are there nerd assholes? There have to be a fucking ton of nerd assholes. Because I remember fucking nerd assholes from school.
Technically, we're all, like, nerd assholes.
Yeah, I'm a nerd asshole.
I'm kind of a nerd asshole, too, I guess.
I think the biggest nerd asshole is probably...
But, like, I didn't even fit in. Even the fucking nerds fucking rejected me, though. You know what I mean? Like, fucking...
Wow.
Like, I would stick up for them and shit, and they'd be fucking dicks to me, you know? And I'm like, hey, man, like, I fucking, like, you know, like, video games, too, and I'm into that. Like, why can't I come to Computer Club with you? You're gonna fucking just shun me, you fucking nerd, piece of shit.
Yeah, nerds are surprisingly close-minded, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
They're cool nerds, though. I mean, remember the movie Revenge of the Nerds? I was just listening to fucking Howard Stern the other day, and they had fucking Booger and fucking Lewis from Revenge of the Nerds on there.
I always had a issue with Booger. Was he, like, smart? Because he didn't really seem like a nerd person.
Dude, he's very fucking smart,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the mic, Joey. Yeah, you know, Booger, Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was on Howard Stern, and, like, Howard did this fucking... This thing with him, because he's like a super fucking Harry Nilsson fan, the guy who did fucking he did the music for fucking Popeye, the movie Popeye.
Oh, nice.
1980. That was the first movie that I saw when I was a little kid. I was like just a couple years old. I was like 3 years old.
Harry Nilsson did the music for that?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's John Lennon's homeboy, right?
Yeah. Harry Nilsson, man. And so, like, Booger fucking turns out to be, like, the fucking... The guy who knows everything about fucking Harry Nilsson. And fucking Howard did this fucking thing about... Hey, guess, name this tune, but only one fucking... The only one note. And he fucking got every fucking Harry Nilsson song on one note. Wow. And he fucking read... He read Howard's mind. Right. Fucking, he said, Howard said, hey, fucking what? Okay, he goes, man, that's fucking awesome. He got all those right. And he's like, okay, well, what Harry Nilsson song am I fucking thinking of right now? And then he goes, Without You. And he's like, fuck, you're fucking right. He's like, what? Are you serious? Right. You're fucking right. He's the fucking king of Harry Nilsson. So that's kind of nerdy.
Right. Well, I mean, like actual character Booger in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't he really wasn't a nerd. Yeah.
But he was kind of like an outcast,
no,
you know?
He was kind of the tech guy, right? He helped him
build. No. Like, he was just gross. He was just good at burping and shit.
Yeah, he would just like shoot mocos out of his nose.
Yeah. He was just if fucking John Belushi would have still been alive, he could have played that role.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of worthless. Like, he wasn't a nerd.
It was a step down from Belushi, though. It was just, like, gross, gross Booger humor.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Even at the time.
I think,
dude, that is such a fucking awesome fucking movie, dude. People do not realize that. That's a fucking perfect fucking movie.
I don't think the second one sucks.
Don't fucking expect anything from fucking Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise, or the fucking other ones where most of the fucking nerds are gone
I still kind of choke up at the end of Revenge of the Nerds, like, when they all, like, come down and it's like, wee! The champions, we're all, you know.
It starts out with like fucking 15 nerds, including some Omega Moos and shit.
Yeah.
And like by the fucking third and fourth one, it's just fucking Lewis and Booger and shit. Yeah, and they're like all old and fucking.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Lewis is all rich and shit, and he's a fucking dick, and he's not a nerd anymore. Remember that one?
Yeah, he's like denying his core.
That was dumb, man. Do you ever see that one?
Yeah, that was a great classic series, man. They always used to show. You know, those movies on, like, TV and stuff, yeah, like the movie channel.
I haven't seen the first Revenge of the Nerds in a very long time. I think I've seen the second one more recently.
Right. That's a very pornographic, the first one. They show a lot of, like, Bush.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's there.
We've got Bush.
Yeah. Pie.
Yeah, pie. I drink to that.
they don't really make movies like that anymore. Yeah. I was thinking about that recently. You know, there's... If you watch a lot of, like, comedies and stuff, there's very little nudity like there was in the 80s. Like, they'd show fucking Bush.
Yeah, because you know why? Because girls fucking shave their twat now so you can see their lips and it's too, like, graphic or something
to see lips.
It
becomes a completely different movie.
Like pastrami sandwich.
Because at least the hair would, like, hide the flaps. You know what I mean?
That's true.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, and then be like, okay, well, you know, everybody has hair.
But you know what? There's even less titties in movies now.
Now you're seeing fucking movies and my girlfriend gets all excited sometimes. You see movies when fucking guys are running around naked and their dicks are flopping around. And I'm like, oh man, I want to see this guy's dick, you know? And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh man, he has a way bigger one than mine. My girlfriend's looking at it and it's like obviously way bigger.
Special.
Like Borat. You ever see Borat? This guy fucking is walking around with a fucking donkey dick and shit. And like, try watching that with your girlfriend, you know? And you don't have like a fucking 10-inch fucking thick cock.
Yeah. I'm sure they have like fluffers on the set and stuff. So it's
but cool. Yeah, man. So yeah, Nerds in Paradise, and that was trying to get.
I actually like the second one, but, second one's but the okay, other one, yeah. It's not that good. But it's like
that one had that fucking rapper dude in it. That idiot comic guy. Yeah,
he was like the Barry doorman, Sobel? And then he got fired.
It's better than the other ones though.
Yeah, he tried to be like all the Beastie Boys and shit.
Wasn't there Revenge of the Nerds where they're like on a ship or something like that?
I think that was the second one.
Was that like on a cruise? Nerd cruise?
Yeah. It was like the third one, like the Next Generation.
Something like that. Did they end up in a boat?
I don't know.
God damn, man.
They should. If you're out there, make it.
So
Nerds in a boat.
Do you think there's a lot of nerds listening right now?
I hope so. My friends are listening, so yeah.
Hopefully, let's try to like fucking be like the kind of nerds in Revenge of the Nerds Part 1, and let's just be cool to everybody and kind of like, you know, be open to like different people and stuff, all right? All the nerds listening right now.
And then like,
I don't have We Are the Champions. I should have fucking had that prepared. Oh, I didn't know I was going to talk about it, but.
And then we can jam on some awesome synthesizer music.
Yeah, because that's what I was talking about.
Violin.
As an offering, listen, we have Wiz Wars here, and we're going to have some fucking cool fucking nerdy kind of music, right? You got to nerd out on this.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and it's going to fucking kick you in the fucking balls, too, by the way. So get ready, Wiz Wars here on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Am I playing now?
Yeah, you want to play it? He has his Game Boy out. How many Game Boys do you have going at once?
I have two, but I probably only need one. I just like having two so I can go between songs quicker.
Oh, okay.
There's no awkward pause, especially when on the radio.
Well, cool.
But I'm not playing any chip thrash tonight. I'm playing poppy dance music.
Let's do it, and maybe I'm drunk enough right now to get up and dance. Yeah, right. Are you down to dance, Joey?
I'll dance a little.
All right, maybe we can get the we got the fucking disco ball going. All right, Wiz Wars live on the More Music Radio Pod. I'm coming through.
We'll be right back.
That's it.
Wiz awesome. Wars on the More Music Radio Pod. That was fucking awesome,
that was,
man.
Fucking,
I was looking at what you were doing too, man. I want to ask you, I don't know if it's too much trouble, but can you do like a really quick one and kind of like talk us through what you're doing? Is that cool? Like you're and now I'm going to fade it this way. And then I'm thinking, well, now I'm going to jump into, yeah, like something like that.
I mean, it's,
have you ever done anything like that? Like say, okay, this is me and like kind of like talk through it?
Might not sound
good. I might try to do I'm that getting, more when
I want to nerd out on it, yeah. But let's hear it. But see, that's what's fun about getting drunk. Like you try stuff when you're drunk and it comes out like, it could be like fucking really cool, like fucking playing Street Fighter 2 all fucked up and shit at 7-Eleven back in the day. And like you're so fucked up, but you're like still fucking beating everybody with Blanca. You know what I mean? Can you just kind of swat their knees and then electrify and you get them stoned and then you kick their ass?
Well, I mean, what exactly do you want to know? Because what I was doing wasn't anything terribly
special. Well, I was watching you do it and I'm like, well, what is he doing right there? Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is like, it's not special to you, but to somebody like me who doesn't really know it. Like,
well, no, mostly I was just pressing play and then affecting, you know, doing different effects on my mixer and stuff. Uh-huh.
So is this all like programmed?
Within the actual program, it's programmed. I have different, like if I'm less drunk, then I'm more likely to do more things live, like mess with instruments and stuff like that.
Right.
If I'm really drunk, then I'll just dance on stage and fuck with my mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's less catastrophe if you mess that up.
Is it that you don't want to give out any secrets?
Yeah.
Actually, we're very open with it's like everything.
Yeah,
is
really,
we got the disco lights on and shit, and I'm ready to fucking drop a fucking E-tab right
honestly,
now. Dude.
Honestly, I'm really open about what I do. Yeah. It's just that live there isn't. I mean, I'm one of the artists that really doesn't do that much live. Everything is pretty much programmed.
Mm. It's more about the presence and the vibe.
Yeah,
it's more about like you know exactly the lights and like.
So you kind of like rock out and shit.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
When there's a big crowd, you kind of like, and everybody's all, and everybody's all dancing and shit.
No, you have been thinking about implementing some guitar in your set.
You know, like when you were playing, like I was like in my head playing a video game and getting like to the higher level and stuff, and like fucking almost falling off the cliff. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's your favorite Nintendo game or some of your like favorite classic Nintendo games?
Oh, man. Shit.
Jesus.
Pick three of them that are, they don't have to be your ultimate favorites. It's just the ones that come to your mind.
No. I have a very easy time picking these. My favorite three video games, Castlevania 1, Castlevania 2, Castlevania 3.
Oh, okay. So you're a Castlevania fan.
I am a Castlevania fanatic.
I have like about maybe like 50 something NES games on my PSP. I have it hacked and I got like a custom mod on it.
Yeah.
And so like I have that and I have like, you know, the first Castlevania and I'm playing that and I love it, you know?
It's the shit.
And it just all clicks back in your head, you know, and fucking you're playing it and I'm like almost beating it. And then I play the fucking PSP version, which, I mean, I don't want to say that, you know. Well, I bought the UMDs myself, but I made a copy of the UMD.
Uh-huh.
And I put it on my PSP that's modified so I could play it, you know. And so I have a whole bunch of games that I bought, but I just put the, you know, I saved it on a card,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not trying to steal anything from the internet.
No, totally.
Yeah. You know, but so I'm playing Castlevania on Nintendo, and then I switched to the fucking PSP version. It's fucking so cool. Like, I don't know if you guys have played that, but that's a good PSP game to play.
No, there's a really good Castlevania game on PSP, but I don't have a PSP.
So. Oh, okay.
But as for me, I would definitely go. I'm more of a Mega Man. Mega Man 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I got that too. Yeah. Oh man,
Mega Man is the shit,
dude.
It always had
so
the better
hard and aggravating. I just 8 years old.
Yeah,
being that stressed
and they had
out.
Really good kind of cartoony graphics too.
Yeah. Okay, just, but you know? Wait. Here's the important question, Jesse. Mega Man 2 or 3,
dude? I know that 2 is the thing, but
about 3.
It's 3.
Who's
sorry,
your favorite villain? Who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain,
Mega Man villain.
You know what? Even though he kind of sucked, I always had a super soft spot for Snake Man because he's
Snake Man.
I don't know why he.
Because that sucks.
Because he's.
What about like Metal Man?
Metal Man, yeah. No,
Dr. Wily's theme is pretty cool.
Oh, Dr. Wily, yeah. And then 3-2 is like. Oh, right, that's another.
Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I think the music in 3 was just, or just Mega Man in general.
You know, all. The Mega Man 3 theme song, the fucking opening screen, is the best Mega Man song.
You don't understand it. I think that, oh my God.
Many bosses.
Yeah, it's many bosses.
I want to get them on the More Music Radio Pod to play live on the More Music Radio Pod.
They would do it. I have fucking played with these guys. They would love you.
Bring him in. Come in with him, and then we'll all hang out. Bring Jesse.
Oh,
and
dude, I'm totes down.
We can get Joey on via satellite in New York. Joey's going to New York. Man.
Oh, nice.
You know what? Next time they were in L.A., if they were anywhere near a Thursday, I will contact Aaron because I actually know the many bosses.
Don't they have a new album out like recently? Like within
Rest
the year?
Too. It's available on vinyl.
Yeah.
It's on vinyl and digital download.
It's like a picture disc, right?
No, it's just a regular black vinyl. But oh, I actually, okay. like, I don't feel bad in saying this. I actually know Aaron from the Mini Bosses pretty well. Like, we've hung out a lot. And I honestly, if they were in town around a Thursday, I honestly think I could convince them to come down.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, do it, man.
For sure, for sure.
Hell yeah, man.
But it's kind of unfortunate because right now they're on a break.
What's going on with them?
They just played a lot of shows last year, and they want to take a little bit of a break to, like, I think they want to learn new material and, like, just... You know, I'm not in the band, so I obviously can't fucking say too much, but
yeah.
I think they just want to regroup and, like, you know, recharge batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're cool, man. I remember I saw them at a comic book store when they played
Meltdown.
With 8-Bit. Yeah, when they played
when
with 8-Bit.
It was the outside show, right?
No, it was indoors. Oh. This was an indoors show.
No, Mini Bosses are actually the reason, indirectly, why I make chip music, because I'm a member of their forum, which is on the shiz.org. And I learned about chip music through that forum years ago. So basically, the Mini Bosses are indirectly responsible for everything that WizWars does.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's cool how, like, you know, people get inspired and it plants a seed for other cool shit to happen. Isn't that cool?
Same thing with me. Like, the band that actually got me into doing video game music in general was, it wasn't even anything chip at all, really. It was this local punk power punk band called 14-Year-Old Girls. They're like, I don't think they're around.
Oh, yeah, they're not around anymore. They were the shit.
They were cool, yeah. And I remember it was like in 2003 or 2004.
They did a big show with like The Advantage and like Horse the Band
exactly.
and stuff like that.
I just remember hearing them on KXLU one day. I was like, oh my God, you can do that? And then I was like, everything kind of.
Yeah, 14-Year-Old Girls were the shit.
Yeah, they were super fun live.
What do they sound like? What was
they,
cool?
They were just like very like.
Were they 14 years old?
No, and they were not girls. Well, there's one girl.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they were. I think they were like 20-something.
Oh, okay.
But
it's legal, so it's not like creepy or anything. Yeah,
exactly.
No, there's a lot of... Actually, the LA scene in general, like, I mean, there's a lot of bands that aren't in the chiptune scene but are definitely influences, like Totally Rad.
Yeah.
Did a lot of stuff with chip music. Captain Ahab was kind of involved in that. Like,
you guys like bands like Bad Dudes? Remember Bad Dudes had music
that
was like very fucking video game. Yeah, we saw them play at Mr. T's. Remember, we're like, fucking, this band is fucking awesome, man.
Exactly. Then you know, there's like a whole bunch of bands that kind of predate the LA chiptune scene that like were kind of involved, but like not really.
It's weird.
But,
they kind of captured the aesthetic without like without consciously knowing like, oh, we're gonna do something video game.
Exactly.
Right. But. Yeah, you know, there's a really cool band that's kind of, I mean, it's not necessarily like video game music, but it's kind of along the lines of that. It sounds very video gamey, and I chose a song to play tonight, and it's a band called Nodal. You ever heard of Nodal?
No.
You should fucking check that out, man, you know. In fact, like, I don't know where we are on time, but maybe we should play like a song or something, you know?
You should,
like,
we should play something from the sampler?
Let's play like a cool song, you know, whatever. Yeah, we got that coming up. We got a Dacid song coming up also.
Yeah, dude, this song's great.
So we're going to play that. But before that, I want you to hear this. I pulled it out of my asshole. And we're going to listen to it right now on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back with WizWars and Jesse from 1,000 Needles on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
And you put into the jail, okay? Understand? No? Yeah, very good. Very soon. No. Already police report have gone on.
Fuck
very
you.
Soon, within a few days, you
fuck.
In the jail.
Fuck you.
I tell you.
Fuck you.
Believe me.
Fuck you.
When you go into the jail, then you fuck your mother, okay? And I tell you, okay?
Fuck
you. Yeah, sure. Very, very soon. Very ready, okay?
When soon?
Very soon.
When?
Very soon.
When?
There's a record already recording going on the police station.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
No!
Okay.
Fuck you.
Then you remember when you catch him.
No, no, you're scaring me.
I'm not kidding you, okay?
No, stop it.
I tell you. Don't worry. They already record.
They'll be on the police.
You'll be on the recorder, okay?
Don't tell the police.
You'll be on the recorder.
Don't.
They already at the police station. You talking right now? They already at the police station.
No.
Okay.
Let fuck us. You,
I show you. I show you just someday.
Stop
and
it.
You be in the jail. You get to make trouble, okay?
Son of
stop. You will for you to
fuck you, son of bitch.
Someday you see, okay?
Fuck you, eh?
You see, sucker.
Fuck you.
Yo, motherfucker.
Welcome to the dark, baby of the butterfly. Yeah, honey, Nodal has arrived to rock. Give it to you all night long. Wish I was a spaceship, honey, flying through the sky with you. Wish I was a dancer, baby, like a butterfly, like you. Give it to me.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
This is not a home. This is not a home. This is just a home.
Cool Skull. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Exclamation point!
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Wiz Wars.
And Joey.
And Joey.
And Jesse from A Thousand Needles.
Yeah. And Jesse from A Thousand Needles.
That's me. What's up?
Joey's from The Beaters. Like, I remember when I met Joey, he was like The Beaters. Him and Belgi and David Kawano. And these guys are really cool. Like, I don't know if you've... Have you guys heard of The Beaters? We play them a lot on the More Music Radio Pod. I would suggest maybe listening.
Just check them out. They sound kind of cool.
Check them out. It's some cool shit.
All right, right on.
I mean, I've always loved The Beaters. Joey is like a...
It's a gay name, a master.
Joey's like a master songwriter.
No, that's why I'm really interested when I hear your melodies. I know that you are, too. I hear it instantly. You know?
Awesome. Yeah. That's really... Thank you. That's really
like cool. Really, really impressive to me, you know? Do you play in, I mean, do you come from an organic place, or this is how you come to compose music?
You know, I've got this weird thing. I don't technically know how to play any instrument, but I can pick up any instrument and make melodies with it.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I'm honestly, like, not to fucking toot my own horn, but if I was trained in anything, I'd be the shit.
You'd be...
But
well,
being that I'm not trained in anything, I'm just a messy fucking musician.
You also play, like, guitar and shit, right?
I play... You know, I can fuck around on a guitar, bass, and drums. Uh-huh. I could... Depending on the band, I could do any of those roles in a band, basically.
Are your parents musical? Are your family, or...?
I think my dad played trombone in high school, but I don't think that, like, no. I think it's pretty much... My mom was in, like, My mom's really into musicals and stuff like that, and she can, like, sing. Like, she was in a lot of, like, community productions and stuff as a kid or teenager.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I pretty much picked all this shit up on my own.
Wow, man. That's cool to be self-taught, though. I'm a self-taught musician. Like, I didn't really... I took organ lessons, and don't say a gay joke. I'm not fucking sucking anybody's
that
dick.
That obviously really right? didn't... That didn't really
but
come
I used
in
to,
handy.
I used to be really good at playing the organ, and I would play it and make beautiful juice come out of the organ.
You man, dude.
No, like, my mom, like, she was very supportive of me, and so, like, we would be at the Glendale Galleria. And you know, they had the organ exchange back then. It was in the '80s, though. It was a long time ago. I was a little kid. I was maybe like 9 or 10 years old or something like that. At the Glendale Galleria, hanging out.
I remember that.
And it was right next to Carl's Jr. And of course, you know, I'm a fat kid, so like I always like associate where the stuff was, like relative to where the food was.
Organs and burgers.
And back then, Carl's Jr. had those kind of crinkly fries. They weren't like straight fries. Remember the crinkle cut fries, and they were like kind of crinkly?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
And so I'm all licking my chops. So.
I think they still have them.
Yummy. Do you remember,
no, they just have regular stupid fries.
Do you remember Carl's Jr.'s baked potatoes?
Yeah. No, I don't remember the baked potatoes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They had
a baked potato bar and shit, and I put like a lot of bacon on it.
I couldn't afford Carl's Jr. ever, dude.
No?
No way, man.
Right now they have a burger called the Big Carl, which is pretty cheap.
It's a Big Mac, basically.
But it's like a really big, thick, fat Big Mac.
Yeah, it's really
but like
good
way
though.
better than a Big Mac.
The Big Mac could suck a dick.
Yeah.
The fucking Big Carl's the shit.
The Big Mac is like really delicious though, you know. But you know, I don't want to like fucking be plugging a fucking another show like it's a competition to our show, but it's not really competition. It's like I love this show. I listen every day, and like on Howard Stern, they had a guy like a year ago put out a cheeseburger from McDonald's. And a year later, just the other day, they checked in and they fucking pulled out the cheeseburger. And it's exactly the fucking same as it was. It's not rotting. There's no mold on it. The only thing is it's like fucking rock hard, you know? And then like some people say like they have like a 10-year-old burger and they say you could probably eat it and like not get sick. But could you imagine like
they did that in
the preservatives in that?
Didn't they do that in Super Size
they
Me?
They did that? They let it sit out?
I think so. Like, they showed, like, some fries, dude. And, like, 3 months later, they were exactly the same.
That's not, like, on the fucking DVD extras fucking...
It might be. I've never seen it. I'm just going off secondhand information.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's success,
me too, actually.
Man. That's amazing. Right. The hamburger anecdotal. Stayed that way for a long time, and we're complaining about that, dude. That's fucking awesome.
You know what? I've been away from cheeseburgers for a while. Like, I will, every once in a while, I'll get a fucking In-N-Out fucking protein style. You know, that means no bun. And I'm going to just eat the lettuce and no spread, animal style, no spread, a double single because I don't want to eat the two cheeses.
It's gay for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty gay. It's a gay burger, but it's good. But it's all juicy gay burger. But
I was going to say, man, I thought you'd lost
some
weight.
And homosexuals, please, come on. You know we love you, fucking.
You look like you've lost some weight since the last time I had
I thought you couldn't eat burgers anymore.
But, you know, it's about modifying. You got to not eat the fucking bun because the bun is like white bread and it's like, it's not good.
Food.
I test my blood sugar all the time now.
It's all carbs.
I'm like fucking, hey, but, you know, I feel a lot better, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to eat a cheeseburger, but, like, I think I'll get sick. I hear people, they say they once they eat cheeseburgers again.
No, man, I just ate Jack in the Box the other day, and I'm not used to eating red meat anymore, and it made me fucking sick. It just hurt my stomach.
God damn, man. It's bad stuff, man. It's not good for you. So I try to eat, like, lettuce and shit, like a salads, you know? I have, like, a chicken Greek salad.
So more dark leafy stuff.
Do you and Jeremy still have
spinach.
Your...
I like the spinach.
Yeah, spinach for sure is super good.
Do you and Jeremy still have your fat dude... chat
our
show?
Our two fat fucks show?
Yeah.
No, we want to fucking do it. And like I'm like, Jeremy, hurry up because I'm like, I'm leaving the fat community right now.
I feel like I should be a guest on the show.
I'm going
to... Yeah, the turning your car.
You know what the thing is like when you leave the fat community, like you don't get jumped out. You get eaten out. They eat all your food. They go to your house and they eat all your food and then you're like fucking left with no food and you have to rebuild your food supply.
Yeah.
That's like another thing. Don't just assume that I'm talking about all gay, like fucking, like eating out, like a, you know, like eating out, like a rim job or something like that, or like felching, you know.
Yucky. I want to be one of the dudes to take the fat food away from them, like they confiscate it. I'll keep it for you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, you know, we're all fat fucks. Like, I mean, pretty much. Like, I'm always going to be fat. Like, I'm never going to be, like, this fucking, like, in-shape, svelte fucking
person. You're less
person.
Fat than you used to be, though. I mean, when first met you, you were much fatter.
Yeah, I know. I was, like, kind of...
You're actually looking pretty good these
days. Dude, let me tell you something, man. I was thinking about it today, and I was, like, when I was at my fattest, you know, I'm trying to save my weight at my fattest, because for the next two fat fucks show, are we going to do another show, Jeremy, or can I just tell people how fat... I'm going to hold on to it. What do you think?
Yeah, man? Hold on to it.
Okay, I'll hold on to it. But I was really fat, and I was like having...
I want to hear it now.
I was having some real fucking difficulties fucking like as fat like that. I was like, man, I've never been this fat before. Like, I've always been like a fat little kid. But like, I reached this weight of like, I was having like physical problems, like fucking a bone spur on my fucking foot, you know, whatever. And listen, to fucking wipe my ass was like the fucking biggest fucking chore, man. Like I would have to fucking stretch out over my fucking fat to fucking reach my ass. And like, sometimes it would be like messy. And like, I would like try to wipe my ass and it would get on my finger and I would like want to throw up, you know, like, oh my God. And like, oh, like, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me right now. You know, like, cause it's so hard to reach back there when you're as fat as I am and you're fucking trying to wipe your ass. Like that's a real problem, you know?
Dude, that's what you take like, from the back forward.
Now it's like fucking, dude, I could fucking stick my whole arm underneath my fucking asshole all the way to my fucking taint and shit. And just like give like a good swipe, like a good and it's clean and my shits are cleaner because, you know, I'm trying to eat a lot more vegetables and like trying
fiber.
I'm really fucking trying to do good with this shit, you know, and like it's paying off and it's not like
it's
anything
working.
I can't
it,
do.
It definitely seems like it's working for you.
And like I said, I could have like a fucking, you know, kind of a
you should wet
a
your
modified...
toilet paper before, you know, you should wet like if the thing's right
or
there
get, like, wet ones
wet your
or something.
Toilet paper, yeah.
You know, the thing is when you wet the toilet paper, it gets kind of weak. Like, I get the fucking, I go to 99 cent store and I get the Angel Soft. You know, the one with the little baby on it? And he's like, laying
cutie.
All cute.
He's actually
like
taking
a little
shit.
Like a little cute baby.
I always get that one. They have it at 99 cent.
Yeah, like, I love the fucking little cute baby toilet paper. I wipe my ass of fucking nasty ass fucking shit. Oh,
but if you wet it, they leave the dingleberries. You ever get the dingleberries?
That's why I want those.
Find them later.
That's why.
My family uses Scott's, and if you don't wet that shit, you're going to be bleeding.
Yeah, Scott's is rough. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Scott's is rough as shit.
It's I'm glad I'm not the only guy wetting toilet paper.
That's like the fucking gas station.
That's good.
Gas station shit house toilet paper.
I always wet my toilet paper before I wipe.
I'm glad to hear that, dude. I swear to God, I feel so much better.
I don't give a fuck if we're weird or not. It works, dude.
I mean, it's another cleaning technique.
Exactly.
Why is it just paper, right? You gotta I gotta admit, sometimes I put a little soap on there, dude. Like a little half a dab.
You can always try diaper
wipes. Well, you know
too.
What? It's not good to put the soap in your ass, though.
Diaper wipes hanging out. That's
unless
the
you're
problem,
gonna rinse
dude.
Off your asshole from the soap, because the soap is not good. It stings, and it'll get in there and it'll dry up your asshole.
I don't care.
And you'll get like itchy.
I'd rather be dry than wet.
I'd rather be dry.
You know what?
Than
and you gotta make sure. You gotta make sure. And I was always uncomfortable doing this when I was a little kid. Like I never really cleaned my asshole out because I never. Really touched there because I shit.
Why?
Because the shit comes out.
Because you could reach it. Is that the point?
No. I wasn't that fat when I was a little kid. You know, like I was like a little. It was more cute than fucking grotesque.
I had a fat cousin, and she'd have to be like, "Come clean my nose all the time, dude."
I hate it, Vince. My little cousin, my grandma used to clean her ass like that.
Oh, mine too, dude. Yeah. Wait, it's a Mexican thing,
Nobody she'd wanted to clean my her, ass, dude. I don't think. I don't remember, like, clean my ass, you know?
No,
like,
they would wait when it was time for her ass to be cleaned.
Can we recreate that right now? Can I go take a shit right now and have somebody who wants to volunteer
to
clean
my mic
so we can relive that moment of my childhood when that I missed out on when no one cleaned my ass and someone can come and clean my asshole?
Okay, so
back to what I'm talking about. Like, it took a while for me to like clean my ass. Like, I was like almost an adult. Like, I was when I was comfortable to like, you know, get my finger around there and kind of clean it up because it would get like itchy. You get itchy.
That's a lot of
it gets itchy, and then like it's not good to scratch your asshole up because it gets like. Like irritated and stuff, you know, and then when it gets itchy, you're just like, oh, you want to scratch it so bad, and it feels so good when you're scratching your itchy asshole, and you're like, you know, it's wrong. Just like cleaning your ears with the Q-tips.
Oh, I love that.
You know, you're not supposed to do that, right? Because you fuck up the fucking tissue inside your ear canal.
That's my favorite thing in the
world. Oh man, it feels so good when it itches, and you want
to
scratch it up, right? Same thing with your asshole. So here I am, fucking scratching my fucking ear holes. Here I am, scratching my fucking asshole.
Have you ever stuck a Q-tip in your asshole, though?
No, I never
done
that.
You're putting your caca in your ears when you're doing that. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's sick, Vince.
Caca? What do you mean?
No, I don't. When you're playing with your nalgas and then you put it in your
ears. No, this is in the shower when you're cleaning your body out.
You're invincible.
This isn't
in the
like, I'm not like at work and like, hey, I gotta fucking scratch my asshole right now on my desk.
They caught a guy, right? Have you guys seen that thing on YouTube? They caught a guy picking his butt.
Really? You know what it is? It's a yeast infection sometimes when you get like. When you get fireballs, have you ever got like fucking your balls get like all inflamed and you get fucking like fucking pito cheese and shit all over and it's like a fucking cheese that's in between, like it's on your fucking, if you would wear tantarans, it would be like where your fucking panty line, your mani line is. I've been wearing boxers lately because it holds my balls and I'm more comfortable now. Yeah, you know, so I don't know why we're talking about this, but you know what? We have some more music to play, and we're going to hear some Together We Are Robots.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're playing it. He's playing at Frequency.
Right, yeah. And that's happening this weekend, right?
It's Saturday and Sunday
the 19th
at the Smell.
And the 20th at the Smell.
We actually have a website,
LA8bit.com.
That's right.
Go there and like hopefully people will talk to you and like, you know, like I don't think anybody's gonna talk to me, but you know, people don't usually like me at the Smell. Yeah, Joey will talk to me. So
I'll talk to you at the Smell.
And by the by, guys, along with the music, we also have VJ Tim Abad, who actually uses modified Nintendos to do visuals, so you'll have some glitchy goodness projecting on the walls while you're dancing around. It's pretty awesome.
It's gonna be an entire mind.
So you could you could pretty much like take some like drugs, like, and have, like, a good time, right?
Yes. The smell cannot endorse or recommend that people take drugs, but in theory...
What do you guys think about drugs real quick before we play these songs?
I think that drugs are great.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Sure. All right.
I don't use them myself, but I think that drugs have influenced a lot of fantastic art.
Yeah. You know, if any of my little cousins are listening or my godkids, like, I mean, drugs are like, you know, hey, if you get involved in that and you get in trouble, you're going to have to fucking pay for it.
You know what? My mom, the speech that my mom always gave me and my sister about drugs, you know, she didn't use the, oh, drugs are bad. She told us straight out that drugs are fucking fun.
Yeah.
And they're so fun that you end up using them so much that you lose your fucking house. And, you know, that's, you got to watch it.
Crack, you know, cocaine is a hell of a drug, you know? Yeah.
She didn't bullshit us and say, oh, drugs are bad. It's like, no, of course not. Drugs are fun as fuck. They're just, they fuck you up if you don't know how to manage them.
Yeah. Well, just be careful out there, kids. And if you're doing any drugs, here's something for you. And it's going to make you see some shit. And we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. We're going to listen to some Together We Are Robots. Here we go.
Christy, this arrest sends shockwaves throughout this campus. Students stunned to learn what this federal complaint... Oh, my goodness.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh? Recognize.
Fonseca, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Wiz Wars.
Oh, no.
And Jesse from A Thousand Needles.
Hey, guys.
And Joey from The Mormons and the Beaters. All right.
Yeah.
We are bringing it back into the station. We are hauling it back in. We're going to park the fucking truck. It was a good ride, man. That was fun,
this
right?
Is great. This
is wow, cool. Man. We went all over the fucking place, man. We fucking took a long fucking journey.
From boogers to caca. That's
a, yeah, all kinds of shit. We had a good time talking about all kinds of disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
And we heard some fucking awesome music from Wiz Wars.
That was awesome.
And we heard some awesome music from some bands or some groups. I don't know. Do you call them bands or groups for these electronic?
If they're bands or bands, if they're
artists.
Artists.
Acts. Yeah, that's weird. It's just like, you know, labels are kind of a kind of a
hard
thing.
For most of them, it's usually just, it's a lot of them are just one person.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah. Except for 1,000 Needles.
Yeah, 1,000 Needles is a band.
So how many people do you have in your band?
We used to have three. We used to have a guitarist. He moved up to San Francisco because he got a super awesome job making millions of dollars or whatever. So now myself, bass.
What is he doing? Like
computer programming, something super awesome like that.
You know, where did Jeremy go? Did he take off? He escaped.
He went home. He was tired.
God damn, he escapes all the time.
He was stony baloney tired.
Stony baloney.
Oh, he got too stoned?
He was sleepy, man.
What did he get stoned off of? Because we don't do drugs here.
Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. They threw stones at him.
Was he doing that spice? That shit that you buy at the head shops?
Yeah, he was smoking that spice and hallucinating too hard.
See, that's why you don't smoke.
To write it out.
Dude, that's why you don't smoke stuff like that and try to get different chemicals inside of your body, man. That's going to destroy your brain stem.
It's true. True story.
He didn't say goodbye to me,
They were stoning him, throwing stones at him.
He
didn't say bye to me
either. I know, but he's all the time. Yeah, I never see him, and I miss him. And I was going to tell him, but you guys were already on the air, so I didn't get to get anything emotional.
Oh, man, where did he go? Shit. Nobody called in either, man. I'm disappointed in everybody. Did anybody call in?
What's
the matter with everybody?
Anyone who's listening
No one called
in.
Fucking
dick.
She got to call people.
She set up like an iChat or something. People can be like,
We should set something out like that. We should do like a fucking kind of like a video podcast.
That'd be
kind of
cool.
Let's
show off this place.
Isn't this show broadcast on Ustream or something like that?
Yeah. Is the Ustream up, Nick? Is that going on? What's up?
As far as I know, it's still up.
Ustream. There's a camera right there.
Dude,
yeah,
that's my fucking fat side right there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, man. We heard some good stuff. So, like, over at on Saturday and Sunday, it's Frequency 2.0.
Yeah, we got a big list of guys playing.
Yeah, man. I mean, we heard some of the stuff today. Like, you know, your band, 1,000 Needles. Dacid, right? Dacid. Okay.
Together We Are Robots.
Together We Are Robots, okay. And Wiz Wars is going to be there too, right?
I will be playing Sunday night.
All right, cool, man.
We also got Crash Faster from NoCal. Same thing with Slime Girls coming down.
Mm-hmm. And Slime Girls is amazing. Having them come down is a big deal.
Dude, they're
fucking
so
great bad.
Slime Girls? That sounds kind of nasty, like their chunches are all
they're
filthy.
They're filthy. They're fucking amazing.
They got like that fucking... pussy cheese or whatever.
Pussy
flap cheese or something. I don't know.
You've become more gross in your career. Like, I've been listening to
your
show.
I'm just trying to say stuff.
No, I've seen you come gross. I like it,
though. Flap it out, you know? Take the flaps out, you know? Pull them out.
When in doubt, pull out. Wait, that's something else. Sorry. who else we got on the roster here? We got
Wet Mango, Mike Bleeds.
Wet Mango's gonna be. I want Wet Mango to come on the More Music Radio Pod. Can she come over and play the song "Overflowing Lava Squirt"? I don't even know if that's the name of the song.
You can talk to her. She's gonna be there Sunday night. She's headlining.
Oh, okay, cool. I want to check that out on Sunday. I definitely can make it. We definitely can do that.
Yes. Who else we got? Parallax Girl.
I'm definitely going to be there. Like, please, all the other nerds, please accept me because, like, right now, I'm not in the state of mind where I can, like, take any rejection or anything. Like, I'll probably snap on you.
The smell, I doubt there's going to be a whole lot of nerds. Probably
don't be an asshole nerd to me. Oh, fuck. All right. Well, I better fucking prepare for that because I usually get really upset around that scene. Like, it just is irritating to me, but. I don't know. I'll try. I can do it.
You'll hang. I have faith in you.
I want to say hi to the guy Jim, the guy who owns
Jim
the smell.
Yeah.
Jim is amazing.
I always try to talk to that guy, and like it seems like he fucking hates my fucking guts, and he thinks my band is like the fucking stupidest fucking band.
I know we could never get anywhere with that guy. We were so nice to him too.
Yeah, I just want to like be nice and stuff.
You know what?
Based on my experiences with Jim. I think basically he just has to deal with a lot of bands and that he's just kind of shell and just
you
doesn't really.
That, but
well, hey, you know what? The Mormons, we've paid our fucking dues, man. We're not just fucking jacking ourselves off here. We're fucking putting in work. Fucking 14 and a half years of fucking work in this motherfucker.
They're the black
We've seen a lot of. And you know what? We've seen a lot of fucking people come and go, too.
You guys are banned from Amoeba?
Johnny Come Lately's come down and they're the fucking shit. And then all of a sudden, what happens? Shit falls apart, man. But you know what? You can't kill us because we're coming back.
You're the
on
only
Saturday, actually. We're coming back with the Bat Town Boys.
You're the only that's band cool. I know that is banned from Amoeba.
That's right.
That's a feat.
We're
that's awesome.
Check this out. They took photos of us when we were playing in front of Amoeba.
I was there.
Joey was filming it.
Oh, yeah.
And they took photos of us like as if we were criminals playing music out. Here's the thing. Amoeba's supposed to be like this fucking really fucking cool, independent fucking record store, and you want to believe that because they're actually kind of like a fucking, they're like undercutters or something. They fucking help kill like the warehouse and like all this shit, right? I mean, who cares? But because the warehouse was gross anyway. But anyway, so you want to love Amiibo pizza. Because they have anything that you can find, and you get excited when you want to go there, and you're like, man, like, yeah, the cash register guys is kind of a dick, but like they have anything here. Like, okay, cool. You're like, they kind of make me feel bad here, like for not knowing the cool shit, but or capping on the shit that I'm buying or something. But it's okay, cool. So we're like, hey, you know what? Let's go and do the Mormons mobile unit. The Mormons have this thing where we can play like anywhere we want to at any time on the street because we have battery powered amps and we have a mobile unit our band.
Mobile unit.
Yeah, you go.
Sounds so military.
Attack.
Mobile unit.
Kind of militant. Like we will march on. We march on.
Vince's most genius thing ever.
And we can play anywhere. So we fucking strapped on our shit. We walked fucking, we parked around the corner and we fucking turned on our shit and we fucking start playing, you know? We walk around the corner and people are looking at us like fucking, what the fuck is that? And they fucking see fucking Mormons. We dress up like Mormons with helmets and backpacks and shit. It's like a artistic metaphor. Like, you know, it's like we're on our mission of like to rock out.
Oh, I like it.
To rock out correctly.
We're on a mission.
We're on a mission to rock out fucking correctly. We
spread the word.
We follow a thing where we try to do it right. And like, don't be fucking phony or fake and just fucking do some good shit. And like,
just do it well.
I dig.
It's an honor to be playing with the 18 people that have been in this band over the last 14 and a half years. So we're doing this mobile unit in front of Amoeba. And like, right when we get to the front, these fucking assholes come out with their walkie talkies. And when you have a walkie talkie, you want to use it, right? Like, you don't want to like just have it on your hip all night and like not use it. Like, you want to use that walkie-talkie, right? So they fucking
fuck
see
those
these
assholes.
So they see these fucking weirdo fucking people dressed like Mormons, you know? One of them's fucking fat with glasses.
Yeah.
You know? The other ones are kind of more handsome than that guy, you know?
And fat with glasses is a huge threat, though. I mean, that threatens everyone.
They hate that. And so, of course, they fucking hate me. They see me and they're like, oh, fuck these fucking people. I hate this guy automatically. And so they fucking start saying, hey, man, stop playing. They fucking start touching our instruments. We're like, hey, man, we're just playing. You know, they're like, oh, you guys are causing a disturbance and whatever. So they start taking Polaroid pictures of us. Yep. And they fucking are taking pictures of us playing to the crowd who is loving it. People at the bus stop, cars driving by are like, hey, that's cool. We want to bring joy to people, and we think it's cool to come and like play wherever we want to play.
I think it was around Christmas.
It was around Christmas time, so people are walking around. There was no disturbance.
Well, Amoeba hates Christmas. They're fucking satanic.
Yeah, they're satanic.
Atheists.
Yeah.
Even.
So they took
and that ain't right. Worse. You know, I'm not... I don't mind if Satanism is maybe like a... But like I hear that it's like misrepresented, so I don't know. I don't want to talk shit about Satanists, but pretty much like I don't know, whatever. Believe whatever retarded thing you want to believe, but maybe they were being Satanists and like they were like hating on us, and they took pictures of us, and then after that they said, and Joey got this on film. They would wave the pictures of us, and he said, "You know what? You guys are never allowed to come. If you guys come into Amoeba, we're gonna call the police, and you're gonna be arrested for trespassing." And they put us in the security book of fucking pictures of people who like steal and like fucking cause trouble, like disturbances, and like these are the like the most wanted of Amoeba. Like, don't let these people in. Call the police.
So you can't even go in there to like buy a CD or anything.
We've been in there. I've already been in there a bunch of times.
The best part is that Amoeba fucking sells their record.
Exactly.
So they can't go into Amoeba to buy their own CD. Yeah.
No, the problem is we could never collect the $15 they probably owed us for like 8 years.
Right. And Amoeba hates us. Fucking Vacation Vinyl hates us too. But that's a bunch of fucking hipster fucking Fs. You know what I mean? I don't want to say the word because we're in a more PC time right now. People get all fucking pissed off. But
transcend.
You know, whatever. We kind of get, when we get drunk on the mobile unit and stuff, and like we fucking end up fighting with the fucking guy from FYF Fest or something. Like,
you know what? If you guys want to show up with the mobile unit any night of frequency and play in the alley between acts,
we'll do it. Maybe we'll show up.
Fucking free.
Do it.
Just as long as there's 10 minute sets and you don't take away from the people that are playing, welcome it.
If you hate the mobile unit, something's wrong with you. So here's the people who hate the mobile unit. Sean Carlson, that fucking lame ass F for the FYF Fest. Hates the mobile unit because we played in front of it, and he's like threatened by that shit.
How can you hate the mobile unit? It's just how can you? It's like saying you hate music.
Exactly.
How many people copied the mobile unit after, like, lot of people have copied the mobile.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a group called like Friends Forever. I think they tried.
Oh, they did that. Hey, you know what? Hey, plant the seed.
We're not Friends Forever.
Make it good. Do a good job. I don't care. Copy us. Do it. Whatever. Just have fucking fun and fucking be free. Because you never know if you're going to see tomorrow. So just have fun. And don't be lame, okay? Yeah. You're going to make music, please.
Keep lame.
Artists, musicians.
Minimum.
Don't try to fucking copy shit and sound lame. And like, let's have some more. I would like to request bands that are out there right now. Let's have some more like fucking kick you in the balls music. Like really good fucking shit. You know, I'm requesting some more good chiptune music from Wiz Wars and A Thousand Needles.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to hear that at the Frequency 2.0 this Saturday, the 19th.
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Got a few more artists to call out. Parallax Girls playing, Dacetina Belmont.
Hmm.
Who else we got? Ella Kid, right?
Ella Kid, Together We Are Robots. Thousand Needles, of course. Crash Faster, Slime Girls, Mike Bleeds, Wet Mango, Wiz Wars.
That's going to be
That's
fun.
A fucking star-studded
line.
Here
Between You and Me, another good band. Go. Here Between You and Me. They're freaking
fucking
amazing.
Awesome.
Yep.
You know what? And check the Mormons out at the Steel Pit in Tahunga this Saturday. And then, you know what? Let's all go to the Frequency.
There to Frequency to
Let's go
smell.
Fucking check it out because this is going to be fun. I want to thank everybody for coming down. Wiz Wars, Jesse from A Thousand Needles, Joey from the Beaters
and
the Mormons.
Are you going to drive when you go there?
I think so.
Be careful, dude.
I got to be careful.
You're going to be drinking. Yeah. I know.
Well, I can maintain. I can do it. It's cool. I'm not that out of control.
Right. Eight. That's your limit. What I try to do now. I'd say like eight.
Yeah. Oh, man. I only drink like four.
You can always make it home on
it. I only drink like four. You know what I mean? I like to ride just like, I don't like to get too fucked up, you know?
Oh, you're all right then.
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right.
So you're going to New York, Joey? We got a minute left, man.
Actually, I made the whole New York thing up. I didn't even say I was going to New York.
Oh, so you're sticking around in L.A.?
Yeah.
You just want to see who responds to you.
Yeah, I just needed some love, dude, because I've been alone in my house for like 14 months.
I knew it was something weird like that. You always have like some weird stuff.
Yeah, and now I'm like people reached out to me.
Oh, so
now
you want to stay.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell the truth. You don't have the money for the ticket, right?
Actually, somebody bought me a ticket, so I'm going.
Oh, okay. You're going to check it out?
Yeah,
all right, cool. Well, come back, man. We'll have some fun.
Yeah, dude.
Wiz Wars, please come back. We're going to have some fun maybe next month, right? Jesse, come down.
Oh, thanks, man.
I guess we're in the last few seconds.
I'll bring my drummer too. Maybe we'll
keep
have some
going,
fun
keep
here.
Talking.
Hey, you know what? Next week, we're going to have Vic Cohen, and he does a show here on Skid Row Studios called Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question, and that's on Tuesday nights. We're going to have him here on next Thursday on the More Music Radio Pod, and we'll check you next Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Woo.
Good night.
Thanks, guys.